Train have mercy.
All I have ever known, all I will ever know, community radio on the air. I heard the voices ring, just like the lightning, above everything, from the clouds. And then a voice came thundering down, and then a voice came thundering down. Topic shall be worn, the Savior will be reborn, and all the sheep will be shorn down to the bone, and then the mainstream media shall be exposed, and then the mainstream media shall be exposed. All I have ever known, all I will ever know, community radio. I hear the voices ring, just like the lightning, above everything in the clouds. And then the voice came thundering down, and then a voice came thundering down. Every topic will be worn, Savior reborn, all the sheep shall be shorn down to the bone, and the mainstream media shall be exposed, and the mainstream media shall be exposed. Yeah, the mainstream media will be exposed for their lies. The mainstream media will be exposed for being just put vaccines in our penis. The mainstream media will be exposed for faking school shootings. The mainstream media.
Welcome to the cast, you fucking cowards. We back.
We're live.
It's the week after Halloween. You thought God would have surely killed us during his one and only window to kill the cast.
Well, I will say this one thing. In God's defense.
Yes. In defense of God. Because we know a lot of you believe
he only gets to kill us on one night.
And God missed his chance.
Yeah.
God. We dressed as human animal chimera, or at least I did. I dressed as a cat person. God had a free shot at us, and he was like,
and he missed. Nah. But
110%.
One thing he did do,
yes,
was shave us.
We were shaved by the Lord. We were shorn. Shorn.
That's the sound of my shaved chest being hit.
Did you get a new tattoo? What is it?
No.
What is that?
It's the hands that go
pew pew. Is that an elf tattoo?
Yeah.
First of all, punish the cast real quick.
And from the mountains, they said.
And from the valley, they whimpered. Yes, I think the cast is synced, you cowards. We back, dude. Y'all thought the cast was dead after our challenge to God on Halloween, after we shit-talked Christ and his cuck angels.
After the last attempted drone strike on... Actually, real talk. But yeah, after the last attempted drone strike on the cast, I was like, this is it.
They keep the drones that they keep sending to the cast keep getting more and more sexualized. They keep tying more and more toys to them.
Especially the Iranian ones, because they're so repressed.
Yeah, the Iranian drones, they're
always mating in the air, because it's their only chance to get...
They're like, we're away from the cruel controller.
Yeah.
The male and female ends of Iranian drones are always meeting.
Actually, wait, hang on.
In an airborne union.
Wait, hang on. We're going to mix it up. We usually go with Sunni extremism.
Let's go with Shia extremism,
yeah,
baby.
Let's go. Yeah, come on. Let's shout out to the party of God.
Hezbollah, baby. Yeah.
Very different musical style, I will say. Much more, more danceable.
Well, I mean, it's a bit Egyptian.
How did we get on this?
Well, something about the Army of America.
Yeah, yeah. But I forgot how we got on this. There's a reason. It was important, too.
Something about the Party of God being right.
No, but it was something else. Why we had to discuss.
You know, can I say this about Hezbollah's no, theme music? Is it does sound very much like Pirates of the Caribbean.
Damn it. No, fuck. Why did we get on this? Why were we on this?
Listen, the damn M-Train is punching us for our hubris.
Why were we talking about Iran?
Because, listen, can we talk about the plight of Iranian drones? These poor sweet...
innocent drones. It's the love story every time. All right, you
they
ready?
Only want to serve Allah. I think you have to put that behind you.
Also, it sucks. Hang on.
Yeah, also, this is a dumbass Nasheed. If you die Nasheed. To this, you fucking
cuck bitch. Yeah, can you imagine
bitch.
Dying to this? Yeah, yeah.
Can you, wait, put on a good Nasheed.
Wait, hang on. You want me to put on the best?
Yes.
No, this is also lame.
No, this is dumb as hell.
Can you imagine if you blew yourself up? I'm just going to go back to the Sunni extremist stuff.
Yeah, Sunni
extremism sucks now, with its music at least.
Listen, punish the cast first. Alright, listen. If you're gonna blow yourself up and kill a bunch of people who have never fucked in their lives, don't do it to this music. Can you imagine if you died to Pirates of the Caribbean dog shit? Abu Huraya would weep for you. Abu Huraya died for like the limp.
Yeah, but I know what music we would want.
Yes.
You know what? Let's redo the cast intro.
No,
but with this.
No.
This should be our.
I feel like Instagram will cuck us if we start with this. We have to bury this dog shit.
Yeah, well, dog shit, how dare you?
No, I mean, it's not for a long
time. Come on. The brother sang well on this. Yeah, come on. Compare the two. Let's be real here.
Damn.
Oh, did I tell you that?
It is kind of like the Sunni Brothers. Like, goddamn.
They sure like have some pipes on them.
They have some pipes on them.
They know how to lay some
pipes. It's terrible
pipe.
That they've been exploded. No. Damn, dude.
It's a banging machine.
We have to stop playing this, dude. We're going to get flagged.
What do you mean? Literally.
The song is basically like, join ISIS.
Do you mean the brothers will send help?
No. I mean, we'll get
Is
dumped.
This ISIS or Al-Qaeda?
No. I mean, whatever...
you can say it.
Whatever enemies of Kanye run this platform, we'll be like, what the hell?
She gets excited.
All right. Turn down the Nasheed.
She's digging to hide from God when she hears the Nasheed. Wait, this is the best part. We need to learn to sing this. And do it as the intro every week.
I feel like we play too... we play too much ISIS music, but the problem is it's too correct. Like, it's right about
Wait,
God.
You're saying we make too good a case?
Yeah.
Well, shit. It's cracking, banging the sheet.
It is wonderfully good harmonies, and they're just like...
They're so into it. They're so horny,
Yeah. Dude, the thing about Arabs... Hold on, pause this shit. Let me tell you.
No, just say it.
The thing about Arabs... I feel like you're overwhelming the cast.
Okay,
you have
I'll
to
move it
back.
Back but, yeah.
All right. The thing about Arabs, dude, is they get zero poops. Dude, imagine you're an Arab living in Syria. You have like hot cousins that you're meant to fuck, but like you see a stranger in the street and you're like disgusting.
Yeah. Although I think that applies to pretty much all cultures.
Yeah.
Listen, dear viewers.
Dear listeners.
Yeah.
Trying to get please.
No, cousin fucking isn't that big a deal.
No, I talked about this on stage tonight, and I feel like I talk about it a lot on stage because I brought it up on the cast. The hottest woman I've ever seen is my first cousin.
I believe it. That AI generator that turned you into a woman was, you were a very beautiful woman. Right
there. I know. Dude, yeah. My first cousin that was born of adultery when, like, my worst uncle.
Wait, so she's not even related to you?
No, well, she's related as, she's a first cousin. So, like, your, any cousin you have, unless she's born of cousin fucking, is born of, like, your uncle and a stranger. Yeah. Alright, usual note, Pat is getting carried away. Pat is like the fire of hell? Of Muslim hell? Punish the cast! The cast is wrong. Alright. Okay, stop. Enough. You know how, like, public health campaigns are like, if we save only one life. Yeah. The Apocalypse is like, if only one dumb gay bastard blows himself up in a mall. If only one gay Egyptian is too scared to be like, I'm gay.
Yeah, and
listen, the Apocalypse would be worth it.
Yeah, just be gay.
Listen, the Apocalypse is worth it if one gay Egyptian explodes a JCPenney's. Oh, and then man. It'll be fine. Give it up for the... ladies and gentlemen, the merch train. It's the damn M train. Get up for this train full of losers going into Lower Manhattan. The balls of Manhattan. The sack! Pat. Put it... Come on.
But wait. Oh. You know what? Now that we have this, this will now be our notepad.
Oh, wow.
Can you imagine? You know, the thing is, when you live on the mad train, and you watch the mad train go past, you watch cuckolds go into the lower Manhattan. Can you imagine being, like, so disgusting that you live in the sack of Manhattan? The cruel reservoir?
Where would you rather live?
The the crown! It was me! I would rather live in Crown Heights!
Oh, really? What is it that you like about Crown Heights?
Well, because of all the Jamaican and Jewish kings and queens! And the Haitian voodoo queens! And the Jews who hate them.
Oh, well, what else do you like about Crown Heights?
First off, the crowns. Oh. I love how high their hats go.
And what is it about crowns that you like?
Well, they remind me of the king and his queen.
Did you hear that the queen died?
The queen... Which queen? The English queen? The one true queen?
Yeah, the English queen. She died.
I thought the American queen died. The harlot Jillian Biden.
No.
I heard it was that slut queen in America. Michelle Obama. I heard it was that hip-hop queen Jill Biden. Who was killed ruthlessly by the enemies of Monsieur Biden.
Monsieur Biden.
You know how Joe Biden is a French-engineered cyber weapon? Joe Biden was born in France by gay hackers.
What?
Pay attention. Do you not know that Joe Biden was created by hackers in Perry? It's hacker spelled with a J. It's hackers. They created Joe Biden as a sex trap to trick the Trump administration into, right, thinking that old ladies can be hot.
It's the way of France, my friend.
Y'all, you know the thing about France? France is run on sexual trick-or-treat.
Yeah, how's that work?
No, France is run on sexual trickery. where it's like, we tell you something is hot, but it's actually just a very angular woman.
Yeah.
It's a very tall woman with an upsetting,
with angles?
Yes.
What was the thing that we needed Pooh to do this week?
No, it's too early.
No, tell me, what was it, though?
Yes. I won't tell you.
No, you remember though, right?
Yeah, I well, do remember. You'll get write, hooked on it though. No, I can't.
Write it down then secretly.
I know what it is.
No, you don't remember.
I'm not fucking R-worded like you do. I don't remember anything.
No, no. What is the poo thing? Just write it down.
Alright. I'll write down the poo thing. And then he pen stroke the pad. And it drew the word milk.
Yeah. We have to do it. I'm sorry. We have to do it. We come to the we bring you to the 100-acre.
100% no. Bruce. We're we're literally a third of the way through the cast. Oh, we have to talk about other shit.
Okay. We can't get to poo. Yeah.
No. But the word milk has been scrawled on cardboard. Milk with a CK. M-I-L-C-K. Thick milk, you fucking sluts, you fucking cowards. You're listening to the cast in your homes, in your huts, in your burrows, in your holes in the ground. Address the coward-ass bitch, host of the Apocast.
Yeah, these, where are you? Come on, show yourselves, goons.
You fucking goons. You, where did you, just wipe your nose with trash that you found?
No, it's from right before.
Okay.
Yeah. Anyways, as you were saying, Jad, we were talking about your favorite counties.
Bucks County.
Yeah?
Kings County.
Yeah.
Queens County. Mm-hmm. The county of the Queen. You know how many people move to Queens? Like, 100%. Do you know how, like, with a certainty you can tell something is ruining the cast? This.
No, nothing was worse than you playing guitar. We did an entire plotline about you coming back as my professor. It was great, it was genius, but it's unlistenable.
What are you talking about? Was I Professor Fist?
No, but Professor Fist is... We haven't checked in on Professor Fist.
Check in on him.
No, there's nothing... I don't know what else there is to say. On Professor Fist, you know? He's just like... No, he's like...
Listen, I'm Professor Soft Eggs.
Yolks. I'm Professor Yolks.
Hi. I'm Professor Yolks. I study quantum yolks. And I'm new to this university prison that you go to. Professor Claw.
You know, was that a deliberate that you said quantum yolks?
No, it's the name of an episode.
Yeah, okay, good. Yeah. Good.
Hi! Wait, can you be Professor Claw?
Sure.
Hi! I'm Professor Yolks, and I'm fresh here at Spooky Castle University.
Hi! I'm Professor Claw. Welcome, Professor Yolk.
Hi!
Professor Yolk, listen, do you have a science lab buddy to hold your balls?
Well, no, you know, because, like, my name is Professor Yolk. And it's on account of, like, how the membrane around my balls is so thin. And it's like an egg membrane. Professor Claw, you swear, not for nothing.
Listen, I'm Professor Claw. Listen, Professor Yolks. Sometimes, take a walk with me, Professor Yolks. Let's go out back and look up into the stars, okay? Yeah. We are here to contemplate the universe. Pour me a drink. We are here to contemplate the universe.
Pour me a drink in one fucking cup, you scumbag! Get a cup!
I can't get up. I have a dog on me.
Drink from the bottle, you bitch.
No, ew, that's like a fucking gross.
Okay, drink from the cup.
Yeah.
Oh god, Professor Claw! Oh, you poured one!
Alright.
Oh! Ugh.
Professor Yolks, I know how you specialized in yolks as the basis of the Bible, and how you said Jesus was a yolk, and how The Mary was a chicken.
Wait, who are you now?
Oh, I think I'm You're a grad cuck. Oh, I am Tanya Fatsy.
Yeah, yeah. No, no, no. Okay, listen, I'm Professor Clara, you are Professor Yokes. Listen, Professor Yokes, come with me on the walk.
Hi, I'm Professor Yokes. I study the delicate insides of eggs.
Oh, fascinating.
Egg!
Listen, Professor Yokes, come with me on a stroll. Let's go look up at the sky.
Yeah, I swear. Okay, Professor Claw, you know it's me, Professor Yoke, and I'll look up at the sky with you as long as you promise not to crush my balls in your claw.
No, listen.
As long as you don't pierce my balls in your...
Professor Yoke.
You fucking coward bitch.
Professor Yoke.
I don't know how you trap a scientist in the woods looking up at the sky, and then you fucking poke our balls with your fucking pincer fingers.
Listen, Professor Yoke. Here at Harvard University.
Oh, Harvard. Oh, no, here no, no, at Harvard.
Princeton. Here at Princeton University.
Here's... Oh!
Hey!
At Princeton.
Here at Princeton University, hey.
And yeah.
We examine the universe.
Right.
Professor Yokes. And look up there at the sky.
Yeah, I see.
Can't you just make out the faintest glint of the Milky Way when you look up?
Yeah, it looks so milky up there. These fucking cocksucker fucks up there with their milk. They're get yeah. These cocksucker motherfuckers. Their damn milk.
Listen. Doesn't it ever make you think that that Milky Way that you're looking at, the part of the galaxy that you're looking at, is a billion times farther away than the moon?
The moon, like where my... Yeah. And I... Oh, Jesus. If it's farther than the moon, then is Jesus there?
No, jeez.
Oh, God.
Dairy references.
Is the moon... And don't lie to me now. The question I'm going to ask you next, no matter what, don't lie to me, please. Is it...
So, Professor Claw, you have a question.
Professor Claw!
Yes?
Professor Claw, I know you got these terrifying claws, and you want nothing more than to rip everyone apart and look at their insides and see if they have poop in their tummies or, if it's still food or whatever.
Yeah, it's true. Yeah, I am interested in that kind of thing. I have claws, after all.
You want to look at us? You want to tear us open and take bites of us?
Yeah. Yes, that's right.
Don't do much.
Sorry.
Yeah, you want to rip us open and see if you can fit.
Yeah, that's right.
Professor Claw, I have this thing to ask you. Is what?
Wait, remind me again.
I forgot. Fuck.
Professor Claw.
What were we talking about? The Milky Way? Oh, no, yeah.
Hey. Stage direction. Take a break.
You remember it?
No.
Move your mic for a sec. Hang on. And you're gonna keep...
Stop, I can't remember all shit.
And you're gonna keep making different... asking different dairy... about space.
Hey, listen. You know, my uncle, when he was a boy...
Wait, no, you're Professor Yokes. You are.
Martin, you're 100% leaving the room.
No.
All right, y'all. Professor Claw has
decamped. And he's walking to a spooky room to find
floss. Or, no, papers, I think.
Yeah. Listen, Professor, what were you saying about? You were telling me a story about look up at those stars. Does that remind you of your childhood at all?
No, yes, a bit.
No. Yes, it's
the absolute same. It reminds...
No, wait, you're Professor Yokes. You don't remember?
What does he sound like again?
Hi, I'm Professor.
Hi! Hi!
Yeah, there you go.
Hi, I'm Professor Yokes.
Yeah, Professor Yokes. Thank you for taking this walk with me out under the stars. Now listen, Professor Yokes, when you look up at the stars, does it make you think of your childhood at all?
Yeah, it makes me think of like when I was a soft yolk. When I was a boy, covered in yolk, when I was yellow with the blood of my enemy, all of them eggs.
Yeah, the eggs were your enemies and you guys were stamped.
Yes, I squished and squashed them and I cracked them. When I was a boy, I used to look at eggs and I viewed them as,
these eggs.
You like.
Yes, I viewed these eggs as my uncle, Xavier. Right?
Oh, yeah. Professor Yolk, was your uncle Xavier a nice man?
No, he was bad. My uncle Xavier hated every egg. If ever a woman was her pussy was swollen with eggs, he would explode it.
Wow, interesting. What would he use to do that?
Oh, he would use firecrackers and cruel words. My uncle Xavier. E-G-G-Z-via. He would show up.
That's very good.
He would show up and he was like, reveal your eggs to me, you cuck women. And they would be like, no one fucks my husband but me. And then Xavier would be like, what about the human-animal chimera?
Interesting. Did your uncle Xavier ever attack? Wait.
No, you pronounced it wrong. It's Xavier.
But did your uncle Xavier ever attach you to anything?
No, he. Yes. When I was a boy, my uncle Xavier had a very special device.
When I was a boy.
Wait, introduce me.
This is Professor Yokes. Listen, when you were a boy, Professor Yolk, did your uncle...
I'm a graduate student, Yolk.
Graduate student, Yolk, of course, sorry. When you were a boy, did you ever have an unusual...
PhD candidate, Yolks.
Listen, PhD candidate, Yolks, did you ever have an unusual experience with your uncle Xavier while you were a kid?
Oh, when I was a penis HD candidate... my Uncle Yoke showed up and he was like, do you want to be?
Your Uncle Xavier.
My Uncle Xavier Yokes showed up. Oh, God. When I was a PhD student, my Uncle Xavier Yokes showed up. And he was like, oh, you're an HD penis candidate. Do you want to hear this? And he gave me secrets and strategies for how to do it.
Well, did he ever tell you anything about the cosmos?
He told me that the cosmos was gay. And he was like, listen. We live and die by the yolk. Listen, you're born of Xavier Yolk. Which means that, like, if you go to an open mic, you have to say, clap it up if your yoke causes you pain.
Wow, interesting. Do you get a lot of responses from that?
Yeah, if you're like, hey, I was wrong about my sexual guesses.
Listen, do you have any other memories from your uncle Xavier?
Yeah, my uncle Xavier was like, not for nothing, but if everyone talks about their yolks, there is like, it's like...
Dude, 100%, I forgot the jokes I was gonna make, and I was like, doing yolk.
Move the mic.
Alright.
And you're gonna... Hang on. You're gonna keep.
Listen, my uncle, he was like. No. He was like, listen.
You're gonna leave after you gotta ask related questions about different cells of your bodies, and then you get.
Hey, listen, you there, Uncle Milk?
No, what? I'm Professor Claw. Claw.
Professor Claw, I got some questions about milk and how it works, and... Professor Claw, do you promise not to squish my balls in your claw?
I can't make any promises, but you might as well ask me your questions.
Professor Claw, if, like, say, like, I brought you and I was talking... Say, like, I had a bunch of jokes and they had to do with dairy... Would you rip my dick open and, like, bite whatever is inside, like, the tubes or whatever?
Probably not.
Alright, would you, like, lie to your friends about how cool I am and the things I said at that... If, like, I went to a party?
Yeah, sure, why not?
Alright, Professor Claw, my final question is this.
What? The voice, don't forget the voice.
What? Whose voice?
Professor Yokes.
Alright.
A PhD student Yokes. Ask your question.
Professor Claw, we have a very special guest. It's PhD candidate Yokes.
Uh-huh.
Hi! I'm PhD candidate Yokes. And I think I can be a doctor who points people's dicks and tell them that it's bad. And you there, do you think these dicks are good?
You're supposed to talk about the cosmos and the milk in it.
Hi, I'm Professor Yokes, and I've spent a lot of time looking at the sun and Saturn and Mars and the gay moon. And I want to know, where is the yolk? I want to know, like, say we're wrong about space jokes.
Yeah, what of it?
I want to know where's the yolk. I want to know where's the yolk.
I don't know, I don't.
I want to know, like, say you have a thick joke. Pat, say you have a thick joke that has to deal with thick people, not the M frame, not the man. Say you have a joke that has to, goddamn it, we have to cast for 12 more minutes.
That's not even enough. We need to cast for much more. Listen.
No, it's not. That'll be the entire podcast.
Listen.
If we cast for an hour,
you've got to discuss the moon and what your Uncle Xavier told you about it.
Listen, my Uncle Xavier.
The voice, you gotta do the voice.
Now listen.
Yeah, listen. Listen, PhD candidate Yokes. Tell me about your Uncle Xavier and what he did to you.
Now you know about my Uncle Xavier, who was a sexual... A well, I don't know, but I'm talking about him now.
Yeah.
As me.
Okay.
You know about my Uncle Xavier? The sexual deviant who spelled eggs in a curious way. Shout back at the mic. You're so far from it.
Hey!
You know about my Uncle Xavier? You know how he smelled like slick pigeons for so long? You know how my Uncle Xavier was like, you're gonna fuck who? A Spanish woman?
And you know your tall uncle? Your very, very tall uncle? Leg Xavier?
You know about
Leg
Xavier.
Yeah, he's like licking my leg.
He was terrifying. Leg Xavier would always stoop over you, quoting parts of the Bible that are difficult. You know how Leg Xavier would show up and be like, you know?
Were Leg Xavier's arms also very long?
Can I say this? I know this is a drunk construction, but Leg Xavier is genuinely terrifying and pretty good.
Yeah, Leg Xavier rules.
Yo, you guys didn't want
to,
like,
does he sound like, how does he talk to his nephews?
Like, Xavier, if you had, like, a buddy named Xavier, you'd want him to think you were cool. You know, like, if, like,
afraid, you'd be afraid for him not to think you were.
Yes, if, like, Xavier shows up and squeezes you.
Can't you just picture like Xavier wearing like a denim jacket on top of it? Like,
and also a denim skirt. Like Xavier is gender fluid. It's whoever he can kill the easiest.
Xavier is definitely a dude.
Like Xavier?
Yes.
No. Like Xavier will crush all his women enemies to death.
Oh my god. You know, you go to the voice and talk about your memories.
Goddamn, like, man, you look like a psychopath. You have, like, such snow white hair. What happened to you?
I love the war, I guess.
Dude, the last 2 months, you became snow cucked. You have, like, that. Who's that gay ass CNN guy? You have
Anderson Cooper hair.
Yeah.
Well, he gets more butt pussy than anyone, so.
Pussy.
Yeah. But we were back onto the subject of Lex Xavier. Alright?
Yeah, dude, like Xavier, we'll make sure you're dead before he...
I remember when I was a boy, my uncle, like Xavier, gave me advice, and I was like...
You had an uncle like Xavier?
Yeah. It's a you didn't know that's a French name?
Like Xavier?
Yeah.
It's like being gay for your legs.
No, so...
He's not gay, he's just super into his legs. You don't have to hide your fucking...
He's the priest, basically. He has the priest voice. Okay, look around. Okay. So, hey, Uncle's Leg Xavier, Emma.
I am your Uncle Legs. I am... I've thrown away my legs to God.
You have to mention things.
Okay. Yeah. Hey, what are you talking about, Xavier? Are you saying that I have to make a new connection with God?
Yes, you have to make a clean connection. You have to send me your dick and balls and plug your stump into God.
You boy, are you there? Yeah, boy.
Hey, Uncle Xavier, why do they call you Xavier?
Well, pero because I've got no legs.
Oh, your legs are long.
I lost them, boy. They went there into the. I had such long and creepy legs that your mayor, Bill de Blasio, ordered them banned. Eric Adams, stop.
Oh, Xavier, that is sad.
Dude, Xavier is very funny.
Whoa, it's me, Xavier!
Xavier is creepy, eh?
Oh, it's me, Xavier! Have you been watching upsetting French movies?
No, I think Xavier talks about seed and is basically the priest.
Maybe Xavier.
Yeah, you are Xavier, but that's not. Xavier is definitely like, I am Xavier! Give me your seed!
It's me, Xavier. Show me your seed.
You there? Gender queer
coward, show me your seed. I am Xavier.
Can you do it?
You there? Gender queer coward, show me your seed. I am Xavier.
It's gonna be stuff right into his legs, like.
Keep measuring.
You there? Stop! Stop! Before I get in my mic! Stop! Stop! Why, dude?
Why are you shitting on it?
You there, Fonte.
Like Xavier rules. Hey, like Xavier.
Who's gonna talk into this now?
Everyone.
Unwitting Philly comics. Does it smell like your home? It's the fart of a New Yorker.
So listen. Hey, Nick Xavier.
Fart Xavier.
Why do you have that large drying rack?
Because my socks are so large.
Well, because they're so long.
My socks,
boy.
They're so big.
They're so long and thick, and who knows what seed goes in there, and like, who knows what are the rules?
I'm gonna stop being French. Wow. Hey, Xavier. Uncle Xavier.
No, be French. It's gay already.
Hey, Uncle Xavier.
Oh, shit, this fucking guy. All right, I guess I gotta show him the snails of our
Xavier
family.
Xavier has to be creepy, man. He can't be...
Man.
Yeah. Subconscious. Yo, Uncle Xavier.
Yo, it's me, Uncle Xavier.
No, Xavier sounds like... Okay, whatever.
It's
listen,
me, Uncle
no,
Xavier.
No, guys, you know what?
Oh, wait! It's me, Uncle Xavier. Can I smoke some of that weed? We're almost down to the last of the cast.
No. We're getting poop.
Minutes, and I feel like...
Doesn't matter.
We have said, we've yelled a
true.
Lot.
We've talked about God. We've promoted ISIS.
Yes.
Smoke that and pass it. Israel. Yo, boo. Mut l'Amerika. This is good poo music. Just start. You know what the subject is. What? Yes. Hey! Poo! What are we doing out here in the woods with all this grass?
That's literally every episode of the 100-acre wood. Come up with a plot.
He needs to eat the grass because he's early in the woods. I'm already there.
You need to stop.
The actual whispering, or okay,
Piglet, do you not see this grass? Do you not see how green it is? Do you not want to ingest it into your belly and then vomit it back out into your mouth?
Higher volume.
Piglet, do you not see this grass? Do you not see how green it is? Does it not make you want to ingest it into your belly and then vomit it out as curd and then chew it around in your mouth?
Do you not want this fucking... This is you fucking...
Smoke that.
You fucking... You fucking... Do you not want to learn the secrets of... smoking weed very late in a podcast? God is wrong. We have to do this for 10 more minutes. Literally.
To poo.
Alright, go. What is it? What's the name?
It's okay.
Alright, start it out.
That's why he's gonna notice
the grass. See the piglet. Alright, viewers will know Pat is shambling to his gross bedroom that even being freed of filth and insanity. By the way, faithful listeners will know that we've been freed by filth and insanity.
What's with the Zionist propaganda?
What is with it, dude? It's matched to your personality, first of all. Why do you have, like, all birthright advertisements?
I thought I imagined, like, the one before that. It was like, yo, Israel rocks. But that's all your music. And it's weird that you're so into ice. That they're like, would you like to move to Israel?
It's like, if you get too nuts into ice,
yeah, they're like, we admit it. They're like, ah, what can we say?
Like, he is nuts. I think they're fishing for nuts-ass Americans.
Could be. Okay.
Your Ireland is not fair. It's so good. You have 100% Santa Claus hair, but like, a completely full head of hair.
And a decent penis.
Well, yeah. Irish and French.
French. My penis is 100% French.
Man.
Because I was not mutilated.
Right
on the M train, folks. As they came to mutilate my penis as I was a little boy, my father said, "Stop!"
Can we talk about that?
Yeah.
We are talking about that.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so you were a boy. Pat, this is Dateline Penis BC. You were a boy in France, and America was like, slice it in half.
Do it. Do it.
Do you remember you were born in 1983?
Three. Yeah.
And then America was like, slices.
Penis. Listen. We take you to the 100-acre wood.
Yeah.
Alright. Hey! Pooh!
You there? Piglet?
Why have you taken me out to this green field full of grass?
Well, I've taken you out to this field because of your seed and how wide it spreads. I want your seed to be protected. I want your seed to be quarantined from the rest of the world because of your seed.
I don't understand. Last week, we got rid of my Christian penis maggots.
Your penis maggots! Did you pray them away?
No, well, don't you remember? We injected a bunch of Muslim maggots into my scrotum, and they launched a jihad against the Christian maggots.
Yes.
And then I was cured.
But what of the Muslim maggots? You know how they appear there and they get thick with your
Jesus.
With Jesus.
No, juices.
With your juices.
Makes more sense.
Boy.
Thick with Jesus.
You remember when Jesus got his penis maggots?
Piglet, not boy.
You remember, Piglet, when Jesus got his Piglet maggots.
His penis maggots?
Yes, Piglet. You remember when Christ was a boy? And he had all these interests.
I guess so. I don't remember that part of the Bible, but...
And in this part of the Bible, Jesus Christ did the things that were most true. He refused to lie to God.
Oh my God. We're so mercifully close to the end of the podcast.
Hang on.
I gotta say, Pat,
yeah. This is not exhausting.
To just do the podcast in the middle of the night?
Yes.
I don't know. I will say this, Pat. I feel like you have to start doing stand-up. Can you imagine? Can you imagine the fucking... I mean, if I'm being honest, it would be fucking bad.
Yeah.
Like the show would be bad?
Yeah, but it'd be so funny for us.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the point I get.
No, you would bomb like crazy. Because this is like, can you imagine if Jews were wrong? It's like, but
right? Wait, what do you mean? I don't get it.
No, yeah, like, I think you just make, like, a very offensive joke, and there would be, like no punchline.
Yeah.
Can you imagine?
Be like, you know, a smart Polak is still a Polak.
Yeah, you know about Sri Lankans is the smell. And then you're like,
Oh. Yeah, you know what I don't like about Mexican is they're bad. And they're different from me.
You know what I don't like about Dominicans is almost Mexican.
Bad. What was the point?
We have to do... We honestly are very close to the end of the cast.
No, it doesn't matter.
I don't think this cast has been a good one because...
Maybe we needed the...
Honestly, maybe it has been because the last cast I thought was dog shit, but it was actually pretty good.
The squid?
No.
That was...
Okay, you know what's coming.
Is you have to milk Piglet.
Okay. And you have to explain like why he has to be milked.
You there, boy?
No, it's you there, Piglet. Alright, you ready? Oh no, you never got to the punchline, dude. Oh, come back. Wait, we have to go back to Professor Yokes.
Okay, cool. Let's set an alarm clock. We got something in the car before.
Mm-hmm. Damn it, no. You never got to the punchline. I'm so glad I remembered.
Alright. Yeah, we have to end this cast.
No. But we gotta get to everything, alright? Right. Can you not remember this, man? No. Remember the,
You never got a chance to mention
Professor Yokes and the sea fish. So you remember?
I remember your
Uncle Xavier attached you to something when you were a boy and told you that the moon was made of cheese? Alright, are you ready? Hey! Oh wait, no, okay, listen. PhD candidate Yokes.
Yeah, it's me!
You were telling me a story about your Uncle Xavier when you were a boy. And we got distracted by that Uncle Xavier. What are you doing?
I'm recording.
Okay. Now this is much better for it. Move that milk. Oh, speaking of, oh, interesting. Yo, Leg Xavier is banger.
That's so stupid. Leg Xavier?
That's so funny, man. You remember what your Uncle Xavier did, right? Yeah, okay. PhD, get your mic, man. PhD candidate Yokes, you're going to tell me a story about your Uncle Xavier when you were a boy.
Hi! I'm Professor Yokes! Because only the only thing I got going for me is my damn yolks. You know, like...
Very well, yes. I hope that you're able to hold on to your yolks very strongly while you contemplate the universe and how big it is, because it makes your balls ache.
Professor Claw, you know, when I was a boy, I used to look up at the class and used to think about, like, all the, like, whatever the fuck was behind there. But then I
did it hurt your balls when you thought about that?
Yes! You know, Professor Claw...
That is because you were experiencing knowledge and wonder. Pressure on your balls.
I used to look up at the sky and, like, how many stars or whatever were up there. And I used to get
Vertigo balls.
Yes, vertigo balls. This is the core of knowledge. This is what happens when you contemplate the mysteries of the universe.
Yeah.
You feel a tremendous aching in your balls.
You 100% gotta lower that. But also, like, when I used to think about God, I used to think about how my dick hurts a lot. And how, like, if my balls, you know, like, if there wasn't no God or nothing, I feel like they'd blow up. No, for nothing, you cocksucky, you. I feel like if you...
Very well, yes. PhD candidate yokes.
Yeah.
It's true that if you contemplate all of God at once, your testicles will explode, which is why we here at Princeton University operate on a buddy system.
Yeah,
one man will hold on to your yokes.
Wait, what kind of prince? You're talking about a boy prince?
Princeton?
Oh, Princeton.
Princeton.
Are you saying there's a boy a prince there?
Oh, a town full of princes.
Yeah, prince town. A town full of sweet boys. With thick forearms. Penises. Are you telling me there's a town out there in northern Jersey where it's just thick boys? Where there's boys there trying to catch a glimmer, trying to catch a glance?
Oh my god.
Okay, so wait.
So, Professor Yokes, tell me, did your Uncle Xavier ever tell you anything about the moon?
Yeah, he told me it was empty except for what him and his friends excavated. Oh!
Oh, wow, interesting.
Very good.
And what did your Uncle Xavier's friends excavate from the moon?
Eggs! Eggs! And cheese.
They ripped into the moon. And from the moon they sapped...
Cheese!
And from Jupiter... They did sup...
Cheese! The moon's cheese.
No, oh, I see that... Your professor, I can see that your Uncle Xavier let you in onto a little secret that the scientific community has been trying to hide.
My Tell Uncle me. Egg Xavier... Trusted men less than his egg. My Uncle Xavier thought that egg could be trusted, but man, no.
Listen, do you remember any incident that ever happened with your
of
Uncle
Xavier? Of human animal kind.
I remember one day when I was a boy.
Yes?
And Professor Xavier run himself through on the semen machine. The what?
On the semen machine?
Yes, Professor Xavier. Professor Eggs. Xavier was the father of the semen machine. He's your grandfather.
Wow, what are you saying? Are you saying that my grandfather is the famous Professor Eggs, the inventor of the semen machine?
I'm saying your grandfather invented the semen machine.
It's fine. Well, wow, listen. No, we gotta move on to Thunder here for what's good. Yeah, okay. So your uncle invented the theme machine.
That's how I afford my lifestyle. So I invented the semen machine.
Listen, Professor Yokes. Did your uncle ever run you through the semen machine?
You're gonna think Professor Yokes is fucking hilarious.
Professor Yokes, did your uncle ever run you through the semen machine?
Yeah! Oh yeah! When I was a boy! My dad, Professor Yokes! He made
tell you that you would die in the semen machine?
He told me I would fall in love there with a woman shaped like the machine. And that I would die, but not really give a shit about it because I'd been so deep in the semen machine.
Well, that's great. Cool. Well, listen, if you want me to cup your balls while you look up at the stars to protect you, I'll do it even though I have claws.
Yeah, the one thing is I want to look at the stars, but I am with your claws, you own.
Okay. Okay, let me take you to the 100 acre wood.
You hear that?
Yeah. He's there, Piglet, and he has to eat grass. No, can you have to look at any of it? Okay.
Alright, get on your mic, by the way.
No, I got a piss. Wait, I love how
I'm gonna forget what you just said. Alright,
no, go piss. I'm gonna forget.
You already fucked it up. Go piss.
You there, boy?
Do you understand that the space between you hearing these words and your cuckoldry? Did you realize you're if your internet is slower, you're on the side of ISIS, you bitch? How great was ISIS? I mean, they predicted so much about how this conversation would go. What a disgusting. First of all, stream, dude. What a disgusting stream of music. It's just quivering bows. They're like, what if the world sounded haunted?
Okay, it's time. Welcome to the 100 Acre Wood.
You there, boy?
You there, Piglet.
Alright. What are you reaching for?
Never mind. Hey! Pooh! Why have you taken me out to this grass field adjacent to the 100 acre wood? Hey, Pooh! Why are you taking me out here?
Boy, this field is where you will learn what you've been wrong about. All the things you thought were the things the world were. But we're actually fairy tales for the forest cocks. And how, yes. And how, yes. You there, Piglet, I want you to learn that your representation of the world is wrong, and the people you think are cool are not that cool.
Jeez! How am I supposed to learn about that, Pooh?
Well, I think you have to essentially construct a semen machine. You have to eat grass.
And eat grass?
Yes, you have to chomp grass.
Oh, okay. Do I just wander out here into the sunshine and just chomp grass?
Yes. But then at the same time, you make a point to not enter the semen machine.
Oh, jeez. I didn't like the semen machine last time, so
I remember what did you pig with how the semen machine stopped you?
Yeah, it destroyed my penis.
I don't know if that's true. I don't actually know what it is.
Where to go in the lore?
I don't know in reality.
What the semen machine would do?
No, like something that collects the semen of goat. You know, I don't know.
I sent you some videos on that.
It is.
Did you not get my goat semen videos, boy?
Yeah, boy.
But it's like some people will only apply for jobs where they get to play fight.
Milk, where they get to milk semen out of goats. That's the worst part.
Show me the semen machine.
That's the worst part out of the economy. Hey, yo, it's the Soros, Gates, and Fauci podcast. I'm your host, Anthony Fauci. And this is my co-host, Tanya Fauci.
Hey, you cocksucker, you!
Listen, Tanya, how do you feel about how the fact that most American workers will only apply for jobs where they can milk the semen out of goats is gonna affect the economy?
These fucking cocksuckers, they're trying to milk the seed out of our goats.
Do you think that maybe we should hang on to our own seed?
Yeah, I think we should form our own crypto seed. Whatever the fuck. Open mic.
I think it's just open mics in Brooklyn.
Hey, Pooh!
Yeah.
Yes, Pickles.
Yeah.
Are you by any chance trying to get me to eat all this grass so that you can milk me?
I would never milk you, boy.
I would never suck you dry. Do you think me that kind of tyrant, handsome me boy?
Well, I guess not. I mean, you haven't let me down before.
I would never suck you till you were dead, have I?
No, no, even when I was attached to the semen machine, I survived.
Even when you lashed yourself.
To what?
To the semen.
I don't know what to do with that.
Dad, just do it.
You there, piglet?
Yes, Pooh?
Do you understand why your seed is so precious? Why your milk is so precious?
I don't know, Pooh.
It's because the rest of the world is wrong and they think that forest is there.
It's what space is made out of, you cock.
Wait, are you saying that space is made out of milk from little piglets like me?
No.
Yes.
This is the dumbest economic problem.
And why do you know? Oh, Jesus. Is this some kind of economic
human order? Animal chimera?
Well, I hope that I don't have to be milked.
Damn, we have to end the cast.
Wait, hang on. Let me check the sonar really quickly. Oh, it smells bad.
I hope the sonar doesn't cuck us.
Well, let's check out. I hope that we don't have any
squid.
Yeah, that would really be bad. I hope that we don't have any squid.
I mean we've been on land for 3.5 hours. We're in northern New Jersey. A.K.A.
Squidland.
Brooklyn.
We're in Squidland, New York.
You know what I don't like about Squidland?
All the J.E.W.s.
It's all the goddamn squid.
that doesn't sound like an anti-Semitic placeholder.
Does it? Oh. Oh, shit. I'm starting to pick something up on the sonar.
Not the sonar.
Oh no, I sure hope that with the sonar, it's not picking up any
squid. It's not picking up the way that, like, we put on a very good comedy show tonight, essentially.
What do you mean?
Pretty good. I mean, I think 40 minutes of, like, pretty
solid.
Well, first of all, my stand-up was very good tonight.
Oh, I don't care about that right now.
Yes, but I'm saying it's
part of the I do show. In general, but not right now.
No, what I'm saying, like, if the show crushed, it has to do with stand-up plus the bewildering 10 minutes that we start recording this ass. This is the
biggest boss of the summer. Oh, Jesus. I sure hope that this...
I sure hope the bull squid don't suck us to death.
Yeah, have you heard about the bull squid? I sure hope that we're not picking up any fucking
signals.
Bull squid on the. Oh!
Oh shit! Don't have gaping enough maws to threaten us.
Jesus. I hope that their religion doesn't require them to keep parts of us alive as tribute. Oh, Jesus. Oh my god, they've reached. Cheers. Thank you. Move.
Sit in, I guess.
I don't think she likes this sound. I think it's pissing her off.
Ingu is on the edge of. Woof!
Good girl.
This
oh, Jesus.
I'm about to throw up her entire contest.
Jesus.
I'm dry. Guys, I guess it's time we didn't have to get cucked by the earth.
Man, wait, how are we gonna fight back against these. Oh no! Oh shit! It's the squid! Oh fuck! Wait, keep it going.
No!
Oh, keep the recording going.
These human energy. I just turned off the video. It's gonna become like a pressure human animal chimera.
Oh Jesus.
Oh god, I hope.
Oh god, I hope that.
Squid don't fuck us to death.
Oh shit!
Oh god.
Oh fuck! Oh no, here it goes.
I hope they don't do what they promised to do to us. I hope they don't give us what we deserve.
Oh fuck.
I hope we get a chance to make things right without any cost to us.
Oh no!
Oh, this squid.
I don't hear any of their bull squid yet.
Yeah.
You?
No, I don't hear any of their squid.
Oh shit!
Oh god.
Oh no,
it's
God!
Double.
Jesus! Quickly!
Into the...
I don't think that they'll be able to make love to us! Quickly, we have to destroy our balls!
Yeah.
Normally we try to save our balls, but this time we have to destroy them
or
so
they
that they don't
make
try
it.
To make us into inhuman,
squid
human
animal
squid
chimera.
Animal chimera!
We have to blow our chicken balls with
quickly. Dad, we don't have any more explosives!
Yeah.
We're gonna have to take hammers and crush our balls with them.
Oh, God.
Oh, the humanity keep firing so we have time to destroy our balls. Oh,
I'm
God, these...
Squid.
Quickly, Dad! There's no time! You're gonna have to take a hammer! Quickly, pull out your balls and lay them on the table!
I have.
And okay, ready?
Yes.
Oh, God! Quickly, prepare to fire your machine gun into my scrotum so that they don't get to us. Oh god, no! Quickly, Jed! Shoot me in the balls! Shoot me right in the balls, Jed! Ah, no! The balls! I said the balls!
That got me!
Okay, hand me the gun now, Jed! I'll shoot you!